This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Before Diane Sawyer was a guy named Charlie Gibson. Some of you remember who Charlie Gibson was, the former host of Good Morning America. He was in the anchor chair. Before Charlie Gibson was a man by the name of Peter Jennings from Canada, guy who did it for years, great announcer, died of lung cancer, I believe. But before Peter Jennings was a man by the name of Harry Reasoner. Most people in this room don't have a clue who Harry Reasoner is, but some of you do. Nothing showbiz about him, nothing flashy, just straight up newscasting of the old style. I didn't know that Harry Reasoner was a believer in Christ until recent years. I want you to listen to what he writes about Christmas. There's only three ways of accepting Christmas. One is cynical, as a time to make money or endorse the making of it. Secondly, it's to accept it graciously, the appropriate attitude for non-Christians who wish their fellow citizens all the joys to which their beliefs entitle them. And the third way to accept Christmas, of course, is reverently. If this is the anniversary of the appearance of the Lord of the universe in the form of a helpless baby, it's a very important day. It's a startling idea, of course. My guess is that the whole story of that a virgin was selected by God to bear his son as a way of showing his love and concern for man is not an idea that's been popular with a lot of people, including theologians. It's an illogical idea. It's revolutionary thought that could only come from a God who is beyond logic and beyond theology. It has magnificent appeal. Harry Reasoner says almost nobody has seen God and almost nobody has any real idea of what God is like. And the truth is that among men, the idea of seeing God suddenly and standing in a very bright light is not necessarily a completely comforting idea. But everyone has seen a baby. And most people like them. If God wanted to be loved as well as feared, he moved correctly here. If he wanted to know his people as well as rule them, he moved correctly here. For a baby growing up learns all about people. If God wanted to be intimately a part of man, he moved correctly. For the experiences of birth and familyhood are our most intimate and precious experiences. And then Harry Reasoner says one of the most important things I've ever heard anybody say about Christmas. You ready for it? Here it is. Christmas is either utterly, completely false, or it's the truest thing in the world. Listen to that again. Christmas is either utterly, completely false. It's a lie. It's a hoax. Or it's completely true. It's the truest thing in the world. Decide what Christmas means for you when you decide who Christ is to you. Christmas will not do for you what only Jesus Christ can do. Remember that. This is not about looking to Christmas for some hope. It's looking to Christ for everything. Listen to that again. This message is not about looking to Christmas for a little hope. This is about looking at Christ for everything. I think it was Max Lucado that says, and I'll leave you with this, that you've got two choices with God. You either worship him or you run as fast as you can away from him. Wow. You either worship the Lord, you love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, or you run as fast as you can. And there are men in this room today who've been running, and you know it. And there are women in this room who've been running, and you know it. And young people in this room, you've been running from the Lord. But there comes a time when you say, what am I going to do? Who do I look to? My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christ of Bethlehem was the Christ of Calvary, who's the Christ of the resurrection, the Christ of the ascension, and the Christ who's coming back. It really is that basic. Believe it today. Let's pray together.
Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.